USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed into law the $2.2 trillion coronavirus rescue bill.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first.
It gives up to $1,200 to most working Americans, expands unemployment insurance, provides billions to businesses, and delivers financial relief to hospitals. The president also invoked the Defense Production Act to try to force General Motors to produce hospital ventilators. He named trade advisor Peter Navarro to lead the effort.
We need industrial mobilization to make adequate ventilators, particularly in the very short run, to help the people in New York, Detroit, New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, Seattle, all around this country. And the ventilators really are the most important thing for patients who become most seriously ill.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Two government agencies have announced major policy suspensions due to the spread of the coronavirus. The Department of Homeland Security said it's pushing back a deadline by a year for airports to require real ID-compliant identification from travelers. The Environmental Protection Agency likewise announced it will temporarily suspend enforcement of regulations and fines. The EPA cited worker shortages and travel restrictions stemming from the outbreak. The DHS Real ID deadline was pushed back 1 year. President Trump has given the Pentagon the authority to order former American troops and former members of the National Guard and Reserve to active duty. The executive order, which was signed by the president, allows Defense Secretary Mark Esper to order units and individual members to active duty. The order states that anyone recalled can remain on active duty for up to 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Consumer sentiment is hitting a three-year low amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes dropping to 89.1 in March. That's the lowest level it's been since October of 2016, and the fourth largest drop in nearly 50 years. The survey's chief economist says the outlook for April will largely depend on controlling the spread of the virus. Also, the passage of the $2 trillion stimulus bill could help. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While food industry experts report the system is strained, the biggest problem is demand and not the supply chain. USA's John Clements reports.
One of those experts is Doug Baker with the Food Industry Association based in Washington, D.C.
Machines are running. The product is flowing. The trucks are on the road. The employees are stocking. It's just keeping up with that demand.
Baker of the Food Industry Association believes the coronavirus has changed the world in many ways, including how we will buy food in the future.
If you weren't a friend of technology or you didn't choose to shop online, you liked to go in the store, and now you're staying home and you're getting comfortable with that, that's probably going to be a skill that you maintain and you do more of.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.